Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. I'm so excited about our guest today. He and I have been like ships passing each other for years. We finally got to spend some quality time together just a few months ago, and he's just such a delight. Anil Gupta, thank you so much for being with me today.
You know, it's a joy for me. You're right, we're ships in the night. You're on stage, and I go on stage, and then you go, and then I go somewhere else, then we meet somewhere else. So, you know, I love meeting people and getting to know them. So it was a very intimate situation on Buck Island that we met. So I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, so as am I. And known all over as the Love Doctor, you have, you literally wear your heart on your chest and your sleeve. There it is, ready to go.
There it is.
Yeah, there you go. I love it.
I have a tan line.
Heart line. And I just, your experience in life has just been incredible. But what's most important to me is you have an incredible family that you absolutely adore, and they adore you, and how important relationships are. And so I just am just so thrilled to share you with my audience. You've been all over the world. You've spoken to thousands of people, been on stages all over. You had a little bit of a setback in 2008. And I'm not going to share it because I'm going to have you talk about it, but you now you have, the book Immediate Happiness that came out, incredible bestseller, and you have the happiness score. And I just love it because you have a smile that brings a room to life and a heart that enters the room before you do. So I'm so delighted to have you with me today. And I'd love for you to share a little bit about little Anil, how you got started. And then we can talk about 2008. All right.
Yeah. So, you know, I was born in Africa. I'm Indian origin. So we went from Africa to India, didn't like it there. Then we went to London. I think we spent 35 years in London. And now we spent 20 years in Orlando. Oh, I live in a town called Celebration, built by Disney. Where else would a happiness expert live? And, you know, you said something very interesting. I light up the room when I come in. See, there are two types of people. Ones that light up the room when they enter, and ones that light up the room when they leave. And that's it. There are only two types of people on the planet.
Well, you definitely do. And I just, you know, love the impact that you have on people. And it's just, we talk about the importance of authenticity. And just the time I've spent with you, you speak from your heart and from your experience. And, you really engage with people eye to eye, and it's something that I think is so important because you've had a tremendous amount of success and the opportunity to share. And you're very humble. I guess that's another reason why I really love working with you and getting to know you, because that's where the authenticity comes from. So tell us a little bit about the journey. You know, when you were impacted dramatically by the economic downturn.
It was November 2008. I was in a terrible state. I'd lost everything in the real estate market, stock market. You know, I'm a high achiever, so if I'm going to do something really bad, I wanted to be super achiever. And I remember I was in a hotel room, and my wife looked at me and she said, "There's something going on." I said, "Yeah, I have some really bad news for you." She said, "What is it?" I said, "Look, it's really serious." And she said, "Look, you need to tell me." And I looked at her and, you know, tears were welling up in my eyes. And I said, "Honey, something really bad has happened. I've lost everything in the stock market, the real estate crash. We've lost the house, the cars, the college funds. We're going to be homeless. We're going to, you know, I don't know what to do. And she looked up at me and, Sharon, you know what she did? She smiled. And I thought, what is wrong with you? Honestly, I thought she's got, I thought I was going crazy, but I thought she's got loopy. But she said, honey, I thought it was something serious. And I was so confused. What, there could be nothing more serious than this, I thought, in my world. But in her world, this is what she said. I thought you had cancer. I thought you were dying. That's why I thought you were behaving so strangely. I don't care about the money. Whenever have I asked you for money? And I thought, holy moly, I thought that's what you want. So there's a big miscommunication there. And she said, look, as long as we're with you, we don't care. Sharon, when you experience that, it's like rocket fuel and everything changed. My identity changed. My identity used to be around money. Now my identity is around serving, giving, and making people laugh and you know, rejoicing in the transformation that they get. It's a beautiful thing.
So tell us a little bit about your family.
So I've been married a little bit less than you. It's been 33 years, 4 months, and 7 days.
I love it. Every time you know exactly the number of days. I have to sit back and go, I've got to figure out the days.
You know, I met my wife 3 times for half an hour. We had an arranged marriage. Normally we meet twice, but I wanted to make sure so that I met her a third time. And, you know, there's a golden rule here. And most people get this wrong. They get into a relationship until it doesn't work. So it's a yes until it's a no. And it should be the other way around. It has to be a no until it's yes. You know, you wouldn't just buy a house without looking at the foundations, the inspections, the liens, the property itself. But that's what people do. They'll get into a relationship and say, oh, my God, that's not working. Next. But they've got it the wrong way around. You have to say no. Find out as much as you can about the other person. And then make a conscious decision based on this, not on emotion. And that will help so many people in so many ways.
I love that. That is so special. So tell me a little bit about your journey and as you've recovered and you kind of made a commitment to contribution and relationships. What are the kind of things that really inspire you and what are you working on right now?
Yeah. So what happened was my wife said, what do you like to do? And I said, I'd like to speak and coach, and said, why don't you do that? So I started. And then something happened, Sharon. I felt really good. And I thought, what's going on? And I realized that in the moment you give authentically, all the pain and suffering disappeared. So that became very addictive. And from that, I developed the formula for happiness, which is happiness is equal to G cubed. The first G is you have to give. The second G, you have to be grateful for what you have. And the third G is you have to grow emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally. So I started speaking, talking, and it's really addictive when I honestly, I feel selfish at times because I think I'm helping you, but I get so much joy from it. But I realized is what's the intent? You know, it's all about intent. When you have pure intent, your vibrational energy changes. And when your vibrational energy changes, people can sense it. And from that, I've been able to meet people like you, Eric, Richard Branson, Mike Tyson, the Dalai Lama, heads of state have invited me to come to their countries. But it's not because of me, it's because of the gift I give to other people. And the secret is we have to disappear, let our greatness appear, and magical things will happen to us for us.
I love that. We have to disappear and let our magic appear. I love that. That's beautiful. That's perfect. I love it. And so tell me, when you're looking at what's happening in the world right now, All right. I know you and I've had this conversation, and one of the reasons I started doing my ATMs, which are daily messages of abundance, tips, and mentorship, was to just try and balance a little bit of the negativity. But what do you advise people today to just try and provide that cone of protection to get rid of the negativity around them?
Well, you know, I wouldn't recommend anyone to remove the negativity. And I'll explain why. So imagine, Sharon, you go into a dark room, okay, and it's completely dark. Would you try and remove the darkness? No, it would be crazy. But if you became the light or you turned on the light, the negativity, the darkness would disappear. So a lot of people are trying to remove negativity, but you can't do that. What you have to do is be positive, be the best version of you, start giving, start growing, start being grateful, and you'll notice that things will happen to you. It's like when, you know, whenever you have a headache, you take a headache tablet, and then you never know the exact moment that headache disappears. So what you'll find is as you become more positive, as you serve other people, the negativity disappears, but you don't notice it until think, hang on a minute. And that brings the awareness that's gone. Then you ask yourself, why did it go? And then you realize that you caused it in a beautiful way. Mother Teresa was asked to march against war. She said, no, I will march for peace. So go for something positive rather than the negative.
That is so true. I tell people, don't, you know, people say, oh, I see the light at the end of the tunnel. I go, stop it. That means you're waiting for someone else to bring you the light. You be the beacon of light. So you stand tall and be the beacon of light, and others will come to you to light their light from you. So very, very similar concept. And it is true. I mean, our minds can't hold positive and negative at the same time. And I share with people my definition of worry. Anil, I don't know if you heard it, if I shared it with you when we were on the island together, but to worry is to pray for what you don't want. And that definition was hugely impactful for me because I happen to be a champion worrier. And so what it helped me do is now when I catch myself in a moment of worry, I change my thought process from what I don't want to have happen. And I recalibrate and think about what I do want to have happen. And it changes everything, the dynamics from that negative side to the positive side.
Absolutely. You know, we can create our own future by just the thoughts that we create.
Yep. So share your happiness formula one more time.
Happiness is equal to GQ. Give your time, your energy, your love, your commitment, your joy, your gift, your money without wanting anything in return. Give authentically. Be grateful for what you have. So everybody look at your hands and ask yourself, when was the last time I thanked them? What have they done for me? Everything. You know, we take these things for granted and we don't appreciate things until they've gone, but don't wait. And the third G is you have to grow emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally. Now, the beautiful thing about this formula, Sharon, is whenever you're not feeling your best self, one of those three Gs has dropped. All you do is work on the lowest G. And if you keep on working on the lowest G, all the Gs rise, just like the ships. And it's such a simple, powerful formula.
I love that. I love that. So tell us a little bit about how people can find you, Anil.
My website is meetanil.com. And if you want to reach me, it's anil@meetanil.com.
And you want to do, you definitely want to meet Anil when you have the opportunity. So what's happening for the next few months in your world, Anil?
Next few months, I'm working on online programs to help people find their perfect partner without dating. I have invested deeply in a mental wellness app, and this is breaking news. So we have signed up a country, an entire country that is going to disseminate this app, health and wellness app, to every citizen. Sharon, if you're able to impact a country, imagine the difference that you could make to so many people. I'm
That's
so excited
incredible.
About that.
And it's, hey, and we heard it here. I love it.
Yeah, there you go. I can't name the country, but it will help their citizens in their health, their wealth, their mental wellness, their ability to communicate authentic communications to the people in a timely fashion. If there's a hurricane or a storm or an earthquake, every citizen can be reached very quickly. And it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, I love what you say. Why not? Why not?
Right. Why not? Why not?
Why not change the world? Why not change a country? Why not change a continent?
Yep.
I love that.
Well, I'm so looking forward to more opportunities to be with you, Anil, and to be in your presence, because you lift everybody up, and your heart fills the room. And when I do my media training with people, I say, when you walk on stage, just fill the room with your heart before you even open your mouth, because people will feel it and they'll feel that spirit. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people are doing, but they're not being. And when you're being authentic, when you're being aligned, people notice it, and you don't have to say a single word. They'll come up to you and say, Sharon, there's something about you. And it's that authenticity. It's it's that that vibrational energy that says, hey, look, I know who I am. I know what I'm here for, and I'm here to serve.
I love it. Well, Anil, you're going to hang out with me, and we're going to do another shorter video for the private Facebook group called the Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter. And we're going to go a little deeper on those ups and downs we've had in our lives and daily habits. But for all of you watching and listening, rewind and listen to just listening to Anil is going to make you a better person, increase your positivity charge, and allow you to help others in your circle. So re-listen. Connect with Anil, and by all means, go out and have a more positive outlook on the life, and let your heart enter the room before you do. Take care. Have a great day. Love you all. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much, and have a fabulous day.